Lisa and Pete here for the catch-up.
Today we talk Perth's strange BYOs after Lisa found out her mate takes garlic everywhere in her handbag and Beyonce BYOs her own hot sauce.
A bloke in Camillo dumped a load of rubbish on someone's footpath after a fight, so we asked, how far have you gone for payback?
And March 15 is the Ides of March.
Beware.
Unless you were in 1971. So Lisa took a look back at the day in history to see if the saying, beware the Ides of March, should really scare us or if it's a load of bull.
Oh, it should scare you.
Lisa and Pete are allowed to use the coffee machine at work if they behave themselves. Autobahn are authorised to perform logbook services. Find your nearest at autobahn.net.au.
How far have you gone for payback off the back of, well, this guy's truck? A 36-year-old builder had refurbished a rental property in the southeastern suburb of Camillo, and then things went sour after a disagreement with the homeowner over the bill, so he went and got a couple of trailer loads of waste from some other jobs, fencing, washing machine, you
some
name it.
Some deep breathing would have been better.
Yeah.
We don't condone this.
And dumped it all in the front yard. That's maximum effort.
How far would you go? John's gone to Albany.
Not me, I'm a friend of my father's who have quite a few rental properties.
Yeah.
Tenants. Absolutely trash one. It left a lot of rubbish, broke windows, broke doors.
It's not nice.
He went to court and got a court order which turned all the rubbish that they'd left behind and all the belongings they left behind theirs, including all the damaged material. He had it all cleaned up, all put into a large skip bin, not the mini skips you hire on a weekend, the big ones.
Yeah.
Put it on the back of the truck, took the sheriff in his car, drove it all, him, the sheriff, and this truck all the way to Albany.
It's very decent of him to return it, yeah.
And dumped it on their front lawn.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
You
now,
ripper.
He took the sheriff. That's sort of the key there. It was
All legal.
Yes, exactly.
That's what's even better, because you'll rock up and you'll dump it all on the front lawn and they'll go, you can't do this. Well, meet my friend the sheriff and have a look at these legal papers. Yes, I can.
10-hour return trip, and he smiled all the way back, I guess.
That's unreal, John. Nice work. We've got Gemma in Safety Bay. How far have you gone for payback, Gemma?
Yeah, I moved into a rental property, which was a brand spanking new house.
Yeah.
And we were told at the time that everything was going to be cleaned up before we moved in, you know, builders clean and all that.
All right.
We got there, the whole place was still covered in dust. There was still pee down the front of the toilet bowls. It was absolutely disgusting.
Ew, builder pee.
Yeah, we went back and forth for a bit, and eventually when we moved out, left it obviously spotless, they went around and did the inspection, and they said, oh, you've missed cleaning this window sill, which is a window over the stairs. Unless you had go-go gadget arms, you couldn't reach anyway. So what are you going to do about it? So when they gave me access back into the house to fix the problem, I took a big tub of talcum powder and covered the whole place in dust and went, it's now exactly as you gave it to me.
Yes.
I mean, you tried to do the right thing, but then they just, no.
You know what?
It was worth losing the bond.
They're ruthless for that, Gemma.
They handed it down and again. They went, yeah, all right.
I will never forget. I was, when I lived in Canberra and I had an apartment there and had to move out, I got the report from the guys who owned the place afterwards, and they said, yeah, great, but there was one little speck of toothpaste on the mirror in the bathroom. And I let rip as well.
I didn't wipe out the laundry trough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've just stumbled upon something else. We can do
something
come down the track too. Thanks, Gemma.
See you, Gemma.
No worries.
We're doing strange BYOs.
BYOs.
Your friend told you about her garlic caper.
She has garlic in her handbag and it comes out at dinner parties. I think it's terribly rude.
We got Fran in Coogee. Hi, strange BYOs.
Hi, my dad, he BYOs his own chilies, red hot chilies, when he goes to restaurants. No dish is ever hot enough for him, so out it comes and he chops it up and adds it to his
dish. Chops it up.
Yeah, so these would be the whole chili. All right, because my non-nor used to take a jar of chili flakes with him wherever we went as well.
Because you can sneak that.
Yeah, so he's Italian, so yeah, for an Italian, no dish is hot enough.
Yeah.
The Pudlesca and a knife, please.
Thank you, Fran. We got Lena in Padbury, strange BYOs.
Yeah, I went out to a restaurant one day with my partner and the lady at the table next to us said, oh, nothing for me, thanks, and pulled out a packet of green beans and sat there and ate her green beans instead of food.
What?
That's just weird.
Edamame or just green beans?
Yeah.
Just green beans.
What?
Yeah. Straight out of the packet.
If you want green beans, I'm with you, because I'd just get the edamame, because they're awesome anyway.
What are you doing in a Japanese restaurant if you're not going to order everything off the menu. Mm. That's
her friends said they happily ate her food, but she was happy with the green beans. So.
And was she with someone? How did they feel about it?
She was with a couple, and they seemed to just think it was a normal thing. They acted like they've seen it before, so I presume she does it a lot.
I know she's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to see her at Nobu. Yeah. You think she'd be able to get away with that? I don't know. Kathy and Gosnells, strange BYOs.
I always take my own glass with me.
Oh, okay. To anywhere?
To anywhere. It doesn't matter. I don't trust other people's glasses. I don't know if they're clean enough. What if they've washed the glass after they've washed the saucepan?
It might have soap in it still. There's nothing worse than a glass that, you know, they haven't rinsed with cold water because it makes everything go flat or taste weird.
Yeah. Kathy, do you, like, depending on what you're planning on drinking on the night, you know, do you take do you change it up? Do you take yourself...
It's like a daiquiri night.
Exactly. Like a beer glass or a daiquiri. Oh, no, it's wine tonight, so I'll take a wine glass.
See, I've got a designated plastic wine glass that fits in my handbag perfectly, and it comes everywhere with me.
Perfect.
Fine. You don't want to have to think about what you're going to drink before you leave to pass your glass.
Now, can I just ask, are we reading this on the screen, right? A spare pair of undies as well?
Yes.
Didn't you have a grandmother? What if you get hit by a bus and you've got to go to the hospital? Actually, you won't. You'll be saved by your clean undies was the message we used to get.
Kathy, how often have you been hit by a bus?
My brother once.
Well.
Here we go.
Bad news, I must say, beware the Ides of March. But the Ides of March, of course, mark the assassination of Julius Caesar, 44 BC.
Right.
That's not a rapper. That's before Christ. Conspirators led by Marcus Junius Brutus, et tu, Brutus, stab a dictator for life, Julius Caesar, to death before the Roman Senate. Oh, God, I'd love to see that happen in Canberra. Caesar was 55. He was so young.
Now, is this what, because I don't know, I've often heard and often heard you talk about the Ides of March, actually.
But yes.
Is that where the Ides of March began?
Yes.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yes.
Right, okay.
That's right. But look at all the things that have happened on the 15th of March. So beware the Ides, you should. There was a raid on southern England in 1360. A French raiding party begins a 48-hour spree of raping, pillaging and murdering in southern England. Oh. King Edward III interrupts his own pillaging spree in France to it's not a Monty Python movie, to launch reprisals while his rights historian Barbara Tuchman on discovering that the French could act as viciously in his realm as the English did in France.
Wow.
I told him he already got one.
Okay.
In 1889, the Samoan cyclone, it wrecked 6 warships, 3 US, 3 German in the harbour of Apia, Samoa, leaving more than 200 sailors dead. In 1917, Tsar Nicholas II abdicated his throne, signed his abdication papers, ending a 304-year-old royal dynasty and ushering in Bolshevik rule. I hope she was worth it. In 1939... My mum was born. Oh, sorry, mum. And Germany occupied Czechoslovakia just 6 months after Czechoslovak leaders ceded the
Sudetenland.
Yeah,
I think it's Sudetenland.
Yeah, the Sudetenland.
A place.
In 1941, a deadly blizzard on the Great Plains, a Saturday night blizzard struck the northern Great Plains, leaving at least 60 people dead in North Dakota and Minnesota and 6 more in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. Do I need to go on?
The
world record rainfall in 1952.
I'm sorry. No, hang on a sec. Wait.
And in 1971, on the Ides of March,
this is what I've just
CBS
seen.
Cancelled the Ed Sullivan Show.
You mean to get that? Let me get this straight, right? This is the top 10 of these things. You've got Germany occupies Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
You've got a deadly blizzard. You've got a Samoan cyclone. A guy gets murdered. There was a rain. And then in 1971, CBS cancels the Ed Sullivan Show.
After 23 years, they dumped Red Skelton and Jackie Gleason the preceding month. A generation mourned.
Beware the Ides of March unless it's 1971. In that case, you're fine. Don't worry.
Lisa and Pete join you for the drive home, but Autobarn can get you there with a free local client pick up and drop off with your Autobarn car service.